It's Neil Atkinson with Ken Early to discuss Ken's Summer of Sport. That's what they're calling it. Uphill and down Dale, the Ken Early Summer of Sport. He went to the Euros. He's been to the Olympics on his own steam, ladies and gentlemen. This man went to the Olympics. That's how much of a Corinthian Ken Early is. Is a quality Olympic time throughout all of this. And I think in general, Ken, I want to do a wide sort of Summer of Sport, what the Premier League could learn and what other bits and pieces could learn, and we talk off air because that's the way this works. And you just said something really interesting that I want to dive into first, which is the thing about the Euros was there was a lot of fans in the ground for games from both teams.
Yeah,
I think football, English football, has sort of forgotten the sheer excitement of the neutral venue. The idea of competitions turning themselves around quickly and neutral venues, I think, you know, taking that from the Olympics, the Euros goes on too long. But those things, to me, competitions moving quick, stories building themselves, and lots of fans from both teams is very, very exciting to me.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Like, especially the group stages of the Euros. I mean, I think with any tournament, people might think, if they haven't been to a tournament, that the kind of the biggest part of the tournament is the semifinals, the final, like the really big games where it's all decided between the best teams. But actually the best part of it is always the group stage, because that's when most people are there, and that's when everyone's still, you know, there's still a chance of anyone getting through, and everyone's kind of excited about it. And yeah, it was amazing. I mean, to be in Munich with all these Scotland fans, or Stuttgart full of Hungary fans, or, you know, Dortmund with Turkey, I mean, it was absolutely crazy. I was at a Turkey Georgia game in Dortmund, which in a thunderstorm, which was just one of the most amazing atmospheres I've ever been at. I mean, it was actually the first time I'd ever been at like a Turkish home game, where I've never been to watch a Turkish club side play at home, or being at a Turkey national team game at home. But playing in Dortmund was basically like being at home. You know, they had 50,000 fans in the stadium, and it was completely ridiculous. Like, it was insane. So it turned this game, which, I mean, Turkey Georgia, it wasn't like I was like, oh, I better get Turkey Georgia in. I really want to fit that one in. It was just because it's in Dortmund and I'm kind of nearby, so I can get to that one easy. I'll put that one down for that day, you know. And it was absolutely amazing. It was like, this is absolutely what I watched that one.
I didn't watch that many of the Euros, Ken, but I watched that one live, and I could hear some of the atmosphere through the television. But the other thing was the players responded to it. The players, the game is an absolutely terrific game, and the players absolutely rose to the occasion. And again, this idea of, we just don't get that many neutral grounds. We don't get that many events. We don't get that much sort of sheer visceral excitement. So to see that one was quite something. And as I say, both sets of players were the business.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was great. I mean, the tournaments, you know, as you were saying earlier, Neil, like, it goes on too long.